Yeah, little different, but no, it's just good to be out 2 weeks in quarantine. So got a house for quarantine, made it a little easier. I couldn't imagine being locked in a hotel room or in an apartment, so just a bit of room to move around. But thankfully, Josh and the strength and conditioning guys sorted me out with some stuff and kept me busy.
So unlike Toddy, who had his partner with him, his family hasn't come over?
Nah, they're not here yet. So we'll just wait and see what decision is made by the league. Obviously, it's difficult to relocate a family, especially with a young one. So we're just waiting and seeing what steps take place and what happens and go from there. Once they make a decision, hopefully we can get them out here and see how we go.
You mentioned young one. I mean, how emotionally maybe draining is it that you're not around him?
It was a big thing, big decision to make, to move away. He's about to turn two. My son's about to turn two, so big decision to make, but it was something that obviously my partner and I spoke about, and you know, to come and join the Wildcats is something that I don't think many people would ever turn down, and to get the opportunity to play again and to put on the Wildcats jersey is something that you know, not many people get to do, and I'm pretty lucky, pretty fortunate, and looking forward to it.
Take us back to the end of the season. Did you think you would play basketball again at the top level?
I was hopeful. And obviously some things happened that I regret what I did and should have taken things a little more personal with the way that I handled things with Joey. But, you know, obviously the relationship that I have with Trev has been built over a few years, and plenty of people around this club. I played out here in the SBL several years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and built a lot of relationships at that time that I was here. And obviously those friendships and those relationships have come through at a time that, you know, I didn't think I would play, but at the same time, I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I was ready to go again if I got the opportunity. It wasn't one of those things that I was ready to retire. It was something that happened that I regret and move on from that, and I'm here now and looking forward to being able to play and looking forward to help the Wildcats go back for that three-peat, hopefully.
What's your relationship with Trev?
Pretty good. So we, obviously, known Trev my whole career. Since I've been in the league, Trev's been here. So obviously had that relationship where you know other coaches around the league. And going back several years, he was working with the under-19 Australian team, and I was playing for one of the Siebel clubs at the time, and crossed paths several times during that time when he was with that in the COE at that stage in the AIS. And obviously then, from then moving forward, we had China last year. And to spend that time with him 10, 15 days away with him, we got to build a pretty good connection, got to know him a little better. And then obviously my relationship with Nordo and Nick Kay, having them come over and getting to know Trev through them has been something that has obviously grown that relationship with Trev. So moving forward, just looking forward to being a part of the club and working with him and getting to know him a bit better.
So you're coming to a club and replace possibly the greatest leader and player of the club's history.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things we talked about. I don't really feel like I'm the replacement for Damo. That's Nordo's role, and that's why the Wildcats brought Nordo over here 3 years ago or 2 years ago, whatever it is. And, you know, Nordo and I were on the same team at that time. And that was something that a decision that he made personally for his career, and obviously look what the benefits it's paid out for him, and now it's his turn to step up and take Damo's spot, and I kind of fill some of the void in trying to help him with the leadership stuff and obviously some things with the younger group of guys that are in this core and that are coming through the ranks. So, you know, I'll just work with Trev through this, work with the other guys around. Obviously, I don't really seem to come in and do much on court with the likes of Bryce and Nordo and all the other guys that are here, still here, Clint, Jesse, Majuk. So the core is strong. It's coming in and learning what I can from all of those guys, learning what I can from Trev, and hopefully just helping the group grow and push forward and take strides into winning a third championship in a row.
Having spoken to a few people involved, Rob Beveridge and Greg Hire, I think, played with you, said the leadership side of it is something that you're very, very good at. Is that, I mean, you probably just summed it up, but is that something you bring to this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more about the relationships you build with people. If people can trust you and you build those relationships, especially with the younger guys, and just teach them what you can. I remember I had James Harvey on my team when I was a young guy, Ben Knight, guys who are legends of this league. And when I started to learn from them, it became evident that it's what naturally guys, older guys do, is just you kind of put the younger guys under your wing and show them a little bit about the league, because there's a lot for them to learn and a lot for them to grow. And if we want, at the end of the day, it's about basketball as a sport growing as a whole. It's not necessarily individuals growing. And if we can get this sport to where we want it to go in Australia, you know, sky is the limit for a lot of those young guys, and hopefully we see more of them going through the NBA and paving the way for younger generations to them to then grow as well.
Can I ask you about the Javi scenario? You probably won't be able to avoid that for the next little period. What did you learn most from that, and what do you regret most from that scenario?
Probably for me, it was from what I've learned about it, is probably just to keep things more in-house and personal. At the time, I felt like I was kind of backed into a corner, and it wasn't just me. There were other people around that I was trying to support and help. And now looking back, I wish I'd just kind of picked up the phone and called Joey and approached him that way, or taken things, you know, just showed up at his house and talked to him face to face. And that's how I would approach it now, and that's what I would learn from it. You know, moving forward, it's something that I want to forget, and that's probably a reason too to come back and play and not finish my career the way that happened. So moving forward is just about this club and getting back to that championship. But there's obviously steps and things in place that we've got to do first and foremost to get there.
Have you spoken with Joey since that?
Not since then, no.
And would you try and call him?
Yeah, eventually I'm sure we'll touch base and chat. You know, we've got relationships with people around that have said, you know, eventually we would like to talk, and obviously that may happen down the track, but for now it's about concentrating on what I've got going on. He's got some stuff going on in Adelaide and moving forward from there.
Can I ask, just a player coming from the outside who probably has been a great rival of the Perth Wildcats and maybe even probably disliked Wildcats and their fans, yep, in certain games, how do you adjust to now becoming a Wildcat and one of, you know, team that's the most successful in NBL history?
Yeah, I think it's a respect level. Obviously knocked me out of a grand final series my first year at Illawarra and then beat us in a grand final series the next year. And you gain respect, and knowing Damo, knowing Greg, Jesse, Nick, Nordo, and all the guys that have come through, even Matty Nielsen, I have a relationship from when I was a young kid training with the Sydney Kings, and he was a part of that group. To have relationships with them and get to know what's going on behind the scenes, not too much, but to know how hard they work, how hard the organisation works, it all just ticks off boxes for guys in their career, and you build respect for that. To come in, I think, you know, you've got to be open to the fact that people change clubs and people move around a little bit, and this is my fourth club, so I don't know whether that says something about me or my ability to help an organisation, but I hope that works out, and I hope I can help this organisation this year and moving forward. But, you know, it's all about respect. I don't really see it as a rivalry. Once I step on the court, it doesn't matter what jersey I got on, I'm playing for that club, I'm playing for those teammates, that coaching staff, and everyone in the office staff and the organisation. So moving forward, I'm a Wildcat, and I'm looking forward to it, and I carry the rich heritage and obviously the bloodline that they talk about moving forward, and I'm just hoping I can do it some justice and resemble it the way that all the old players and all the old staff and everyone else respects it.
Last question. So day one of training, you turn up. Do you say Nordo, you take Bryce? Or
I've got, thankfully, I got a few more days under my belt to before I joined the guys on court. It was just good to get a ball in my hands, but I don't know. I think I'll just let Nordo tag him for a bit longer and then bite my time. But no, obviously having someone like Bryce in the organisation, it's only going to make me a better player. To be able to guard him every day and then be able to go out there. If you're putting in work against him, the best player in the league, then you know when you step up on the weekend, you know, there are some great players around the league, but the challenge is something that you're used to and something that you're battle ready for. So moving forward, I'm looking forward to competing with them, but I hope more days than not I'm on Bryce's team than having to face up against him. Thank you.